The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
OPEN to 350-350.
The following program is sponsored by Tradeway.com and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, we get together 4 to 7 each afternoon to talk about what I call matters that really do matter, things of importance and significance that you and I can talk about, learn about, also keeping you posted on very important and exciting events upcoming, such as a 2-day training event called Step 1, Start Your Journey. Being held in our area Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Joining me to talk about these days and tell you how it can really help you truly improve and strengthen your own financial future, our good friend David Mitchell. He is founder and CEO of Tradeway. While long a very successful leader in the world of business, David's greatest passion is that of serving the kingdom of God as a pastor for over 30 years. And that includes his current ministry as pastor of a church in Corsicana, Texas. David also hosts the popular Word on Investing by Tradeway. That's a radio program that airs on Christian radio stations all across the country, including, by the way, our own 780 AM WAVA, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5 a.m. and again 4:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on 780 a.m. WAVA. So David, my friend, it's an honor always to talk with you. Welcome back to WAVA and the Don Crow Show.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned very briefly, and I know there are folks who've heard you on the program before, but there are others hearing about David Mitchell and Tradeway System for the first time. So take a few moments to tell us a little bit about both.
All right. Well, Don, I was a businessman before I was saved. I had 2 degrees in business, including an MBA degree. I was running our family oil company, and I was on my way to work one morning, and the Lord Jesus saved me. He called me out of darkness into light that day, changed my life. And I was about 24 years old at that time and went home and told my wife something had happened to me. I wasn't sure what, but I said, I think I got saved today. And so that changed my life. I met my mentor probably 3 months after that. His name was Dr. Irwin Freeman, and some people called him Rocky Freeman. And he was a great revivalist preacher around the country and around the world back in those days. He was a Jewish believer. And he didn't want me to go to seminary. I got called to preach 3 years after my salvation, by the way. But he became my mentor. He did not want me to go to seminary because he said so many of them are too liberal right now. But I've got all the books, all the theology books you need. I'll be your guide. So that was my seminary. And I've been in the ministry now for over 35 years and senior pastor at Park Meadows Church in Corsicana, Texas for 25 years or so. And so that's my first love, is studying and teaching the Word. But because of my business background, I've never had to take a salary from the church. God has continued to bless me in businesses that we own, and we have wonderful Christian people running those businesses for us. And God's continued to bless me in that. So one of the things our family decided to do about 10 years ago was to start to go around the country and teach brothers and sisters in Christ some of the skill sets that we've passed down through our family from the time of my grandfather on stock trading and trading in the stock and options markets and how you do that, how money works, how investments work, what's the difference between long-term investments and shorter-term investments, which sometimes you can call that trading in the market, and why is it that today people say trading doesn't work, it's got to be long-term buy and hold, whereas 30 years ago that wasn't the case, and a lot of things like that. So we you know, those things have been passed down in our family and their skill sets, but they're not really taught so much in school, even business school. Really the only thing that's taught there about it is ratios that you run doing fundamental analysis, which has to do primarily with longer term investments. You do it with short term ones also, but they just talk about that mostly. So I learned the skill sets for trading from my grandfather. He was a really good stock trader. My great grandfather got us in the oil business. And so my grandfather had the great problem of trying to figure out what to do with excess money that the company was making. So that's when he learned to be a good stock trader. And I can remember sitting at his knee as a little boy and listening to him, you know, talk to the stockbroker and telling him what to do. He never took advice from the broker. He told the broker what to do, and that's the first thing I learned from him. But it's been wonderful. We didn't know how this would turn out, but we're in just about every major market in the country now, and we've got close to 50 staff members and many speakers going around the country teaching these principles. And what's happened is that there are also a lot of Bible, let's put it this way, the oldest book in the world that contains economic and financial principles is the Bible, and a lot of people don't know that. So we teach a lot of principles from the Word of God that have to do with economics and finance and all kinds of business, but including trading, believe it or not. So it's amazing how much information is there if you know where to look for it. And when you do find it, it's authoritative, which means it works for people. So, you know, we just had a lot of interesting things happen also, Don, that we didn't plan on when we planned these stock market meetings, is that because we do include the Word of God, we've actually had many, many people around the country tell us they've actually had revival in their lives, personal revival because of these stock market meetings, believe it or not, and that they say that they've started reading and studying the Word of God again for the first time in many years and had lives turned around, even salvation. So it's just that is part of God's plan for it that we didn't plan. But I've learned, Don, that God's plan is always better than ours.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue, David, in a moment, come back and talk about the Tradeway system itself and about these upcoming events that are scheduled for our area. Folks, we're talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway, a two-day training event called Step One, Start Your Journey, being held in our area Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Stay with us. More to come.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale, a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 8282. That's promo code 8282 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Folks, I'm sure many of you would agree that surviving as a child in Haiti has got to be one of the toughest challenges any boy or girl should never have to face. Severe, relentless poverty, very little to eat, lack of education. In fact, half of all Haitian children are currently growing up illiterate. And that's because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food just to survive. However, Cross International, in partnership with Divine Shelter Christian Schools, is changing that in Haiti, opening the doors of education to these suffering children and breaking the cycle of poverty. And that's where you and I come in. Your gift of $110 right now will provide a one-year scholarship and food for a year at a Divine Shelter Christian School in Haiti when you call 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525, 888-715-2525. Or you can make your donation online at WAVA.com.
For 40 years, A-Action has been Washington's premier AC, plumbing, and electrical company. Why? A-Action employees get specialized training and average tenure of 22 years. Our straight-up front pricing means no surprises. A-Action's warehouse on wheels with thousands of parts means your job will be completed same day. Our techs wear floor protectors. Why? Because we are in your home. So for premier AC, plumbing, and electrical service, go to aactionhomeservices.com or call 703-922-1900.
aactionhomeservices.com.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA coming up. Step one, start your journey. Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. David, what can people expect to learn in this first Tradeway event if this happens to be their first one?
You know, that's interesting because working on some of our radio shows, we did a segment on what does day one look like on the two-day event. And day one alone, not even counting the second day, had over 21 different concepts that are taught. And that may sound difficult. It's not really difficult, though, but it's having to learn a little bit about the language of Wall Street and what some of their terminology means, because the truth is they're not that interested in you being able to understand investing. Because think about it. If you cannot understand it, then you will give them your money that they get to trade with risk-free. Does that seem great? Not really. And then you're paying them commissions to trade and risk your money. So, you know, nobody cares about your money as much as you do. So our philosophy at Tradeway is that it's best for you to learn to fly your own plane financially. So, you know, you need to be the pilot. So it's not that hard to learn the language. And once you learn their language, even if you never wanted to trade stocks, you could at least manage your financial manager and not allow him to lose 35% of your hard-earned money the next time we have a correction like we did in the year 2000 and again in the year 2008. So a large part of it, Don, is learning the language that first day and of the stock market world, why stocks exist, how they work. And then we do show you a little bit about some of the power that you could have if you learned how to do some simple strategies yourselves. But The second day is the fun day, because there you're learning some things about technical analysis, like how to look at a chart of a stock and see its little cycles and what it has been doing in history, and if it might tend to repeat that, if there's a mathematical significance to whether it might do it or not. That's using probability math, but I don't want that to scare you either, because it's really visual, so you can actually look at the chart and see these patterns and not have to do the math. The chart does it for you. So you kind of learn to draw what we call support and resistance lines, which is how you can kind of tell when the stock tends to hit what we call support and bounce up. It goes up for a while and it hits what we call resistance, and it turns it down, and it tends to go down until it hits support again. And you learn how to draw those like the big boys on Wall Street do them, and how they use them. And we teach you those skill sets. So in addition to the 21 some odd things you learn the first day, you learn all of that the second day. And when you go home, you think, I did not know that God had put all that on the shelf for me. And yet he has.
And that is, I know for a lot of people, probably one of the most intimidating areas of life is to imagine themselves functioning at all in the confusing and complex world in their minds of Wall Street and investing. And yet you're saying this is not reserved just for people who have an MBA or have some kind of degree or even a natural penchant for figures or a finance background. Just about anybody can do it if they just get the skill set, right?
Well, that's true. 95% of the people that come to our training sessions don't know anything about Wall Street. Many of them never owned a business. So we start from ground floor, and we take the whole thing about our companies. We've spent over a decade learning how to do this. We take the confusing, scary information of Wall Street, and we break it down, and we make it simple and fun. And step by, when I say simple, I mean you can learn it line upon line, step by step, a little at a time, and that makes it possible to learn it and to actually understand it. And like the Bible says in so many places, Old and New Testament, that if you gain knowledge and understanding, it can have the potential of filling your house with riches. The Bible says that. Now, I'm not promising it, but God does. And so certainly if you learn skill sets and understanding about how money works and how the stock market works and how investing is done properly and all these things, it definitely gives you that potential. Even God's word says so.
Early on, you mentioned, and I'm sure some folks out there caught it, that your great grandfather and granddad had the wonderful problem of making considerable amounts of money in oil and didn't know what to do with it. I can hear some folks saying, well, I didn't have a rich granddad and I don't have any money really lying around that I don't know what to do with. So is this simply reserved for people who can come up with a good chunk of cash?
It is not reserved for only people with a lot of cash. And here's what I have found. It's interesting. Our family's been involved in many kinds of businesses through the years, and we own three businesses right now, all the way from manufacturing businesses in the past. We don't own a manufacturing company now, but we have, all the way to marketing companies and oil businesses and educational companies, different things. The thing that I have found that is not only the most fun, but also has the most doable entry level of almost any business, if not every business in the world, is to create a stock trading business. Because even if you wanted to start a little pretzel shop at the mall, it might cost you $50,000 to $70,000 in franchising fees and investment money just to get it going. A McDonald's franchise might cost, who knows now, I used to know, but it's probably $2 million now or something, or $1.5 million something, who knows. But the entry into any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor where you're starting a business costs thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But you can open a brokerage account for nothing. It doesn't cost any money. It's free. You just open the account, and then you could have a garage sale. You could have an uncle loan you $500. Who knows? But you could then wire $500, $1,200. It doesn't have to be a large amount into that account and begin to trade stocks. And so we teach people how to do safely learn this. In other words, we like you to do what we call paper trading first, where you're not even risking any money, but you're doing trades to see if you're doing well. And then we have a concept that we advise people to use that we call small money trading, where you take a small amount like $500 or $1,200, or even if you were a millionaire, around not more than $5,000, we would suggest, in a whatever's small to you, and you do the same trades with that small amount, and that way it really shows you if you're keeping the rules, because it will show up in your little trading account. But at the same time, you don't lose a lot of money, because by definition, small, we mean we want you to put amount that if you lost all of it, didn't even matter much. It wouldn't hurt you. And so, not that you're going to lose it, but I'm saying that's how you determine the amount. And then when you learn some of the concepts, such as stop losses, which are the ability for you to put in the software, you make the trade, you can manage the amount you would lose if the trade went the wrong way and keep it acceptably small on the loss end of it, so that the way that you get the math in your favor is to average, say, 8% when the stop doesn't go the right way, and maybe average 30-35% potentially if it goes the right way. And you can see you don't even have to get but about half the trades correct if you keep that discipline to get the math in your favor and make money. So it's not like you have to get them all right, which is impossible anyway. You can't tell the future, but what you can do is use probability math to look at what the stock has been doing, look at what the world events are, and put all those things in place to do a trade that makes sense and that has education behind it, where it's not just a guess. It's an educated risk, and that's how the big boys do it.
Well, David, what would you say really makes Tradeway stand apart and different from perhaps other types of investing training programs?
Well, I think at this point, we've got over a decade of experience in our great educational system that I learned from my folks, my grandparents on down, and we began to teach that to people that long ago. And so we, in the process, we've learned what people don't know and how to teach better and how to get better and better at the educational end of it. And on the other hand, we're also an SEC registered investment advisory company. So we actually have the ability to be able to give investment advice and can do that with the experience that we have. So we've got both ends of the spectrum, and yet we're not one of the big Wall Street companies where we want to take your money and invest it and then charge you a commission. I mean, that what we would rather do is give you the education and eventually have you where you manage your money yourself. So we're not that interested in the commission end of trading with your money. In fact, we would far prefer to show you how to be in control of that, so that you're actually the manager. And you don't get there overnight, but if you take small steps and you get into our educational system, you literally can do it, and we have many people that are doing it. So that's where we're a little bit different, I think.
I know you've always offered a money-back guarantee. Is that still in place?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get the advantage of a full-blown two-day training system that many companies might charge as much as $3,000, $4,000 for, and we're going to make that available for $99.95, and that's going to give you a ticket that gets your entire household in. And if your children are 12 years old or older, bring them. They'll love it. They'll do better at it than you will on the charting part the second day, and so you'll need their help. And then we'll give you an extra ticket free to bring a business partner or someone from church if you want to, or bring your pastor if you want to.
Folks, that is a great offer, and the track record is there. We've talked with David Mitchell in times past and will, of course, in the future as well. But I just wanted you to know, Step 1 Start Your Journey is being held Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, at the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723, or just go online to tradeway.com. Or just go to WAVA.com, click on events, and you can do it there as well.
Mm-hmm. This is the Entertainment Answer. Actor Milo Ventimiglia explains the concept behind his new film, The Art of Racing in the Rain.
When Denny talks about driving in the rain, if he creates the circumstance that he's in, then he can control it, because rain is an unknown factor. If you're fighting against it, then it's going to win. But if you're using it to create your own conditions, you can control the outcome.
The Art of Racing in the Rain, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. They listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse.
The Word of God audio Bible is a radio drama of the New Testament, word for word from Scripture, voiced by some of Hollywood's biggest names. Own this 22-hour audio New Testament. Log on to wordofgodaudiobible.com. And for a limited time, you can download the audio Gospel of Mark free. Visit wordofgodaudiobible.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association at this station.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Walmart. Now, inside the Beltway, 295 northbound has some road construction blocking your right lane before Malcolm X Avenue near the Joint Base Anacostia Bowling exit. Want to be exercise some caution there with delays from Laboratory Road. As for the Beltway, already got 60 minutes of brake lights for you on the outer loop between St. Barnabas Road coming out of Oxon Hill approaching the Greenbelt. Inner loop also 30 minutes of congestion between I-95 Interchange and Ritchie Marlboro Road.
Introducing free next day delivery from Walmart. Order must-have items today. Get them tomorrow with no membership fees. On eligible items only, $35 minimum order. Not available in all locations.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
A shower or thunderstorm in the area this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The low 72. Then for tomorrow, clouds and sun, humid. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm around, high 86. A shower or thunderstorm in the area tomorrow night. The low 71. Then Sunday, partly sunny, warm and humid, a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 89. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Well, we welcome you to this final half hour of the show today. Nasty language, we know, has long been a part of the brutal world of politics, not only in America, but other parts of the world as well, other countries. However, there are those of us who've lived long enough, folks, by now to become deeply concerned over the growing virulence that's now entering the mainstream of our country's political life, really at a level many of us can't recall seeing before. Case in point, my guest's recent syndicated column, Menacing Invective Against Trump Creates Dangerous Climate, in which he makes note of the repeated threats of physical violence against the president by some of the current Democrat presidential wannabes, and of course those great voices out of Hollywood and more. Well, join us to talk about this, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. He is a well-known best-selling author and historian. I think he's one of the best, most intuitive and insightful observers of the American way of life, culture, politics, and all of that. He's the Martin and Illy Anderson Senior Fellow in Classics and Military History at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, author of a number of outstanding books, including his latest, is really a must-read, The Case for Trump, which is available, by the way, at Basic Books, basicbooks.com, your bookstores, and, of course, Amazon. Victor, always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me again today.
Thank you for having me.
Am I correct in my opening suggestion that while American politics has always been at times pretty down and dirty, these days we're seeing a much more severe coarsening of the process?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm worried about the coarseness of the rhetoric, but I don't remember, maybe you do, I don't, maybe your audience does, that we've had celebrities, but especially politicians now, threatening to physically injure the president. And by that I mean, in the column which was sent to the syndicator on Tuesday, I gave examples of Joe Biden on two occasions threatening or wishing to beat up Donald Trump, smack him in the mouth or take him behind the gym. And then I referenced Cory Booker saying, when my testosterone gets up, I just feel like hitting Trump in the mouth. But after the piece appeared in the last 48 hours, as you know, Senator Tester from Montana said that the only way to stop Trump is to beat him up, hit him in the mouth. And then we had another celebrity, Jeff Daniels, say, you guys just have to get tough and hit Trump, hit him in the face. And according to the Democrats, who always lecture us that rhetoric can influence the unhinged or terrorists or people who don't fear any deterrent of punishment, and they'll do almost anything, that's not a healthy thing. Remember, we saw that Bernie Sanders activist James Hodgkinson repeatedly said that he wanted to hit people when he heard all this rhetoric, and then he went out and shot Steve Scalise and four others, or the Black Lives Matter ex-military, Mr. Johnson in Dallas, who shot five cops, injured nine, who were on patrol at a Black Lives rally. And they just, you know, in weeks prior said, you know, pigs in a blanket fry them and all that stuff. And then we had national politicians sort of defending what they were saying. So I think everybody has to tune it down. But what I'm worried about is that there's a disequilibrium where liberals say there's either no cause and effect, or it's always conservatives whose rhetoric can lead to violence, when in fact, most, if not all, the threats to the president of the United States in this current era come from either Hollywood celebrities or Democratic politicians. And they're very explicit in what they want to do to Trump, whether it's Hollywood cut his head off or burn him up or blow him up or stab him or shoot him, or whether it's these politicians like Cory Booker, Tester, or Biden, that they want to beat him up, or, in Robert De Niro's words, beat him to a pulp. Remember, we just had Representative Omar retweet a Tom Arnold threat, basically, or a glee that Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, had been injured, five ribs broken, pneumonia by an attacker. So I don't think I remember that explicit a climate where people were actually bragging about threatening to beat up or hurt or injure or kill the President of the United States.
And sadly, this new level of, as you so well term it, menacing invective, hasn't been restricted even to the current president. I'm thinking, as I was reading through your column earlier, who will soon forget the vitriol and the rancor that was hurled at a very good and decent and innocent man in the person of Judge Brett Kavanaugh?
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely true that we took a decent man and we went back half a century, and we said basically that someone who didn't have any corroborating witnesses, had no narrative that made any sense at all, could not substantiate where she was or who she was with, whom she was with, suddenly had an explicit recall only the moment that Mr. Kavanaugh was nominated, and eventually called him a rapist that had used physical assault without any physical forensic evidence at all. And then later we knew that almost all of the elements of her story, i.e. that she was afraid to fly or she had to have two doors on the apartments in which she lived, were completely false. They were verifiably false. And yet we ruined that man's reputation over a six-week period. And people were very violent. What they wanted to say about a future Supreme Court justice, hit him in the mouth, kill him, et cetera. And I think a lot of people are afraid to call out the left because they're the self-appointed guardians of tolerance and equality and social justice. But I think it's not partisan to say that most of the rhetoric about killing people and hurting people are coming from the left. I don't remember anybody doing this when Barack Obama was president, even though there were times when he said, punish our enemies or get in their faces or take a gun to a knife fight or a typical white person. He wasn't always calm. There were provocative moments, but no one rightly so, no one threatened that I can remember to beat him up or shoot him or do these horrific things that they say with such regularity about Trump.
We'll take a break, Victor. Come back to some more questions, among which we'll come back to, in your view, how have we come to this? What dynamics have brought us to this point in recent years, if you have a thought on that? Talking with Victor Hansen. His website, by the way, you can find his work there, victorhansen.com. And remember his latest book just out, The Case for Trump, an excellent book. And you can get it at basicbook.com, basicbooks.com, and, of course, Amazon and other usual bookstore sources. We'll be right back.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. This week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service.
We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
How much does it concern you when politicians who themselves actually want to be president of this country of ours don't mind speaking publicly about wanting to do bodily harm to our current president? Say nothing of the so-called Hollywood types, the high-profile folk out of Hollywood, who also suggest violence against the holder of the highest office in the land simply because they hate his politics. And perhaps more often than not, they hate him personally for some reason. In any event, we're talking about this whole issue with Victor Hansen. He has a great column, Menacing Invective Against Trump Lowers the Bar of Violence. And that's the big concern. What does this do to the culture at large when it tolerates this kind of rhetoric? Victor, talk, if you would, about where you think this has come from. How is it that we've come to this point?
Well, I think part of it is the generation of the 60s when it's part of a larger decline in protocol and manners and humanity. And that was the introduction of all sorts of profanity. And then I think that trend was accelerated with social media and the internet, where people anonymously, in many cases, could boast and taunt almost like an electronic lynch mob. And then finally, there was a watershed moment during the Iraq war when the left abandoned legitimate criticism on the war, if that's what they felt they were doing, against George W. Bush, but started calling him a Nazi or a liar or a traitor. And I hear I want to focus just on three little examples. There was Gabriel Range's documentary, docudrama, I suppose we'd call it today, which imagined George W. Bush being assassinated. And that was at the Toronto Film Festival. And then there was that novel, I think it was called Checkpoint, Alfred Knopf novel, where two different characters discuss how they might each in a different way shoot or kill George W. Bush. And then that awful op-ed in The Guardian right during the election of 2004 when a British columnist said, "Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him right now?" Mm-hmm. Alluding to the possibility that somebody might assassinate Bush. And that went unquestioned by the left. And then, of course, when Barack Obama became president, we smartly, rightly, justifiably stopped that. But there was no tolerance for any criticism. Remember that when a clown at the Missouri State Fair wore Obama masks, and it wasn't a racist mask, it was just a mask of the president, he was banned for life from that fair, still is. So what I'm getting at is the left has sort of gradually, from the 60s into the electronic age, into the Bush era, reestablished the rules, and they go something like, any means necessary to end these awful conservatives are justified, and they're not reciprocal. So that's where we are now, and I think that explains one reason why Trump is so vocal. He's trying to say, I'm not going to play by these rules anymore, asymmetry, and that just increases the hatred toward him even more.
Well, you do note that. You observe that he himself has often exacerbated situations, replying to his critics with strong, often inflammatory invective of his own. And yet he's never certainly gone to the point of threatening violence against his adversaries or anything of the sort. But he's probably the first president in my lifetime who's been willing to push back and not just sit there and take it.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is that there's a new redefinition. And from now on, there's nobody sacrosanct that calls people names or says they're racist or uses threats of violence. Whoever that is, wherever that is said, anywhere, anytime, any place, I'm going to reply to it. And I'm not going to apply in the George H.W. Mitt Romney, George H.W. Bush, Mitt Romney, Marcus of Queensbury fashion. I'm going to be really tough. And that has its own perils and dangers, but I think that gets the left even further angry that their protocol had been, we can say anything about you and you better not reply or we're going to call you a homophobe, racist, Islamophobe, misogynist, whatever. And Trump suddenly says, no, you're not. I'm going to hit back at you. But this idea that you threaten to kill the president or burn him up or blow him up, a Madonna, a Johnny Depp, a Snoop Dogg, Robert De Niro, Peter Pan, that's coming all from the left, let's be honest. And almost all of the threats to the presidency in the last 20 years to physically injure or kill the president in print or in film have come from the left. And so I don't really accept this idea that can't we all get along? It's really a left-wing phenomenon, as is Black Lives Matter and Antifa. There may be a few Klansmen, but compared to the influence of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that both have been very vocal and actually violent. When Black Lives Matter was yelling, you know, kill the pigs and put them in a blanket and burn them. And then we had murders of police officers. According to the logic of the left, there's a cause and effect relationship. But yet no one really wanted to call them out on that.
We'll take one more break and come back for a few more minutes of my conversation with Victor Hansen. Victor Davis Hansen is a well-known and highly respected analyst of the American political scene, a prolific author of great books. His latest one's called The Case for Trump. And his own website is victorhansen.com. Stay with us.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a 20 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code FUEL. Save money on gas on every fill up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL. That's F-U-E-L.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Hi, I'm Representative Abigail Spanberger.
Join me in thanking our nation's veterans. They've given so much. Find out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Excuse me.
Yes?
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
Jesus Plus Nothing, 100% natural, no additives. Best-selling author Andrew Farley is celebrating your freedom in Christ. Join Andrew every Sunday at 2 p.m. or learn more about Andrew by going online at andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org. Again, join us 2 p.m. every Sunday as Andrew Farley takes your calls live.
Life-changing talk radio. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
A few more minutes with Victor Hansen. His website is victorhansen.com. His latest book is called The Case for Trump, available at basicbooks.com and, of course, your usual bookstore sources and Amazon. We're talking about his column, which you can find, by the way, it's been reprinted several places, dailysignal.com. Menacing invective against Trump lowers the bar of violence. And Victor, in this last moment or two, you do observe, we've alluded to it, that the president has often made matters worse with his own pushback rhetoric. You said, no insult seems too petty for Trump to ignore. I thought that was so well put. But there's an aftermath to this. You say the continued litany of threats to physical assault or kill a president is lowering the bar of assassination, and it will haunt the country long after Trump is gone. And that's really what you're after, as I understand it, in this column. There's going to be a price paid for this rhetoric.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how many James Hodgkinsons there are in a nation of 330 million, but there are some who feel that the more they hear a movie actor talk about blowing up Trump or beheading him or burning him up, or the more they hear a mainstream politician talk about beating his head to the pulp, then they take that brashness and think, you know what, if I were to do that, people would not then ostracize me or arrest me. They would praise me and I would be famous, and therefore I have all these psychological and mental problems, but I'm not really afraid of going to prison or being, you know, hurt in my attempt to hurt Trump. That's, I think, how the thinking tradition was explained. And we will see people come out of the woodwork, I think, if this continues, to try to injure the president. And then it's going to be a very tragic situation, because the left has instructed us, whenever there's a shooting, as the tragic one was in Gilroy 2 weeks ago, that it has to be the result of a public statement, and they blame that on the tough talk that Trump has sometimes engaged in. But I don't think anybody saw a direct cause and effect. This time there will be, because people have explicitly said, I want to beat up the president or hit him in the mouth. And this is not somebody, you know, in any walk of life. This is a U.S. senator. This is a vice president of the United States, former Vice President Biden. This is a current U.S. Senator, Cory Booker, and a presidential candidate. So this is new. We've reached a level of invective and threats by people who are really at the top echelons of U.S. government.
And last quick question. Is there not, to me, there seems to be a real profound irony that all of this rhetoric, all this hate speech, and yet I don't know of a time when our culture has been more sensitized, so to speak, to the whole issue of hate speech. The average American has to be very careful what he or she says for fear they'll get caught in that web. What do you think?
I think at best it's a career move, that by alleging that everybody's engaging in hate speech, then that disarms a person and allows that person to say whatever he wants. And then at worst, it's some psychological mechanism that people who really do hate people and really do intend to do them harm and really are racist then project that sin of their own onto other people. And that's a common psychological manifestation, projectionism. But that's the only way to explain all these social justice warriors engaging in this really horrific, mean-spirited, and dangerous rhetoric.
Good to talk with you. Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again.
Thank you.
Again, Victor Hansen, and you can check his work out at his website. His private papers are at victorhansen.com. And mention one more time his latest book that I highly recommend, The Case for Trump, available at basicbooks.com. That's it for today, folks. Thanks for being with us this hour here on The Don Kroah Show.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Life-changing talk radio, worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.